The art of expressing yourself without over-explaining. In a world where communication is increasingly complex and information overload is the norm, the ability to express yourself clearly and concisely has become a rare and valuable skill. Many people struggle with the tendency to over-explain, providing excessive details, justifications, and background information that ultimately dilutes their message and weakens their impact. The art of expressing yourself without over-explaining is about finding the perfect balance between clarity and brevity, allowing your authentic voice to shine through without overwhelming your audience. This communication challenge affects everyone, from introverts who may feel compelled to justify their thoughts to leaders who need to make decisive statements under pressure. Understanding how to communicate effectively without falling into the trap of excessive explanation can transform your personal relationships, professional interactions, and overall confidence in self-expression. Understanding the psychology behind over-explaining. Over-explaining often stems from deeper psychological needs and fears. At its core, it's frequently driven by a desire for acceptance, fear of being misunderstood, or lack of confidence in our own judgment. When we over-explain, we're essentially trying to control how others perceive us and our ideas, believing that more information will lead to better understanding and acceptance. This behavior can be particularly challenging for those who are naturally introspective or analytical. Learning to express your authentic self requires understanding that your natural communication style doesn't need constant justification or elaborate explanation to be valid and valuable. The fear of being judged or misunderstood drives many people to provide excessive context, thinking that by explaining every angle, they'll prevent criticism or confusion. However, this approach often backfires, creating confusion instead of clarity and making the speaker appear uncertain or lacking in confidence. The irony is that over-explaining can actually make you seem less credible, not more. The hidden costs of over-explaining. Over-explaining carries significant costs that extend far beyond simply taking up more time in conversations. When you consistently provide more information than necessary, you risk losing your audience's attention, diluting your key messages, and appearing insecure or unprepared. In professional settings, this can undermine your authority and leadership presence. One of the most damaging effects of over-explaining is that it can make you appear defensive, even when you're not. When you feel compelled to justify every decision or provide extensive background for every opinion, others may interpret this as a lack of confidence in your position. This perception can be particularly harmful in leadership roles, where decisiveness and clear communication are essential. Additionally, over-explaining can strain relationships. Friends, family members, and colleagues may begin to feel overwhelmed by the volume of information you provide, leading them to tune out or avoid deeper conversations with you. This creates a counterproductive cycle where your attempts to be understood actually push people away. Recognizing when you're over-explaining. Developing awareness of your communication patterns is the first step toward mastering the art of concise expression. Learning to recognize when you're providing unnecessary information can help you catch yourself in the moment and adjust your communication style. Common signs of over-explaining include repeatedly starting sentences with phrases like "I mean," "what I'm trying to say is," or "let me explain further." You might also notice yourself providing multiple examples for the same point, giving extensive background information that isn't directly relevant, or continuing to talk when your audience has already understood your message. Pay attention to nonverbal cues from your listeners as well. If people are checking their phones, looking away, or their eyes are glazing over, you may be providing more information than they need or want. Similarly, if you find yourself repeating the same point in different ways, you're likely over-explaining. The power of concise self-expression. Mastering concise communication doesn't mean being terse or uncaring, it means being intentional with your words and respectful of your audience's time and attention. Effective self-expression involves understanding your core message and delivering it in the most impactful way possible. When you express yourself without over-explaining, you demonstrate confidence in your ideas and respect for your audience's intelligence. You allow space for dialogue and questions, rather than trying to anticipate and address every possible concern up front. This approach makes your communication more engaging and memorable. Concise expression also forces you to clarify your own thinking. When you must distill your thoughts to their essence, you gain a deeper understanding of what you truly believe and why. This clarity enhances not only how you communicate with others but also how you understand yourself. Emotional intelligence and communication balance. The ability to express yourself without over-explaining is closely tied to emotional intelligence. Developing emotional awareness helps you understand the underlying emotions that drive your communication patterns and learn to manage them more effectively. Emotional intelligence allows you to read your audience and adjust your communication style accordingly. You learn to recognize when someone needs more information versus when they're ready to move forward. You also become more aware of your own emotional state and how it affects your tendency to overcommunicate. Building emotional intelligence involves practicing self-awareness, empathy, and social skills. As you develop these capabilities, you'll find it easier to gauge how much information is appropriate in different situations and with different people. This skill is particularly valuable in leadership roles, where the ability to communicate effectively across diverse audiences is crucial. Creative expression and authenticity. The art of self-expression extends beyond verbal communication to encompass all forms of creative and personal expression. Understanding self-expression as an art form helps you appreciate that effective communication, like any art, requires practice, intention, and refinement. Authentic self-expression doesn't require elaborate justification or extensive explanation. Just as a powerful painting doesn't need paragraphs of text to explain its meaning, your ideas and opinions don't always need exhaustive background to be understood and appreciated. Sometimes, the most profound expressions are the simplest ones. This principle applies to all forms of communication, from casual conversations to formal presentations. When you trust in the power of your authentic voice and the intelligence of your audience, you create space for more meaningful and impactful exchanges. Strategic communication in leadership. For leaders, the ability to communicate without over-explaining is particularly crucial. Effective leadership communication requires the ability to distill complex information into clear, actionable messages that inspire and guide teams toward common goals. Leaders who over-explain often undermine their own authority and create confusion among their team members. When a leader provides excessive detail or justification for every decision, it can signal uncertainty or lack of confidence, leading team members to question the leader's judgment and direction. Instead, effective leaders learn to communicate their vision and decisions with clarity and conviction. Strategic communication approaches focus on delivering the essential information that teams need to understand their role and take appropriate action, while avoiding information overload that can paralyze performance. Mastering communication under pressure. The tendency to over-explain often becomes more pronounced under pressure or in high-stakes situations. Learning to maintain clear communication even when facing challenging circumstances is a crucial skill for professional success and personal confidence. Under pressure, our natural instinct may be to provide more information, thinking that additional context will help others understand the complexity of the situation. However, in high-pressure moments, people often need clear, direct communication more than ever. They need to understand what's happening, what's expected of them, and what steps to take next. Practicing concise communication during calm moments helps you maintain this skill when stakes are high. Develop templates or frameworks for common types of communication so you can rely on structured approaches when stress might otherwise lead to rambling or over-explaining. Navigating difficult conversations with clarity. Difficult conversations present unique challenges when it comes to avoiding over-explaining. The natural tendency is to soften difficult messages with extensive context or to over-justify tough decisions. However, effective communication of challenging information often requires directness and clarity rather than elaborate explanation. When delivering difficult news or feedback, excessive explanation can actually make the situation more painful for everyone involved. It can make you appear uncertain about your decision and leave the recipient confused about the key message. Instead, focus on being clear, compassionate, and direct while providing the essential information the person needs to understand and respond to the situation. This doesn't mean being cold or uncaring, it means being respectful enough to deliver important information clearly and efficiently, allowing more time and energy for addressing questions, concerns, and next steps. Building confidence through concise expression. Developing the ability to express yourself without over-explaining is both a result of confidence and a builder of confidence. As you practice communicating more concisely, you'll likely notice an increase in how confident you feel and how confident others perceive you to be. Confidence in communication comes from trusting your own judgment and ideas enough to present them without excessive justification. It also comes from respecting your audience enough to believe they can understand your message without exhaustive explanation. Mastering various communication techniques helps build this confidence through practice and skill development. Start building this confidence by practicing in low-stakes situations. When someone asks for your opinion on a restaurant or movie, give your response without feeling the need to justify every aspect of your preference. When making plans with friends, state your availability clearly without providing your entire schedule as context. Practical strategies for concise communication. Developing the art of expressing yourself without over-explaining requires practical strategies that you can implement immediately. One effective approach is the bottom line up front method, where you start with your main point and then provide supporting details only if needed. This ensures your key message is heard even if attention wanes. Another useful technique is the pause and assess strategy. After making your main point, pause briefly to gauge your audience's reaction. Are they nodding in understanding? Do they look confused? Are they asking questions? This assessment helps you determine whether additional explanation is needed or whether you should move forward. Practice the one breath rule for important statements. If you can't say your main point in one breath, it may be too complex or detailed. This forces you to distill your message to its essence and deliver it with impact. The long-term benefits of mastering this art. Learning to express yourself without over-explaining yields significant long-term benefits across all areas of life. In professional settings, you'll be perceived as more confident, decisive, and leadership-ready. Your ideas will have greater impact because they won't be buried in excessive detail, and your colleagues will appreciate your respect for their time and intelligence. In personal relationships, you'll find that conversations become more engaging and meaningful. When you're not constantly explaining or justifying yourself, there's more space for genuine dialogue, questions, and mutual exploration of ideas. This leads to deeper connections and more satisfying interactions. Perhaps most importantly, mastering this skill enhances your self-confidence and self-respect. When you trust your own voice enough to let it stand without excessive explanation, you develop a stronger sense of your own worth and capabilities. This internal confidence then radiates outward, improving all your interactions and relationships. Conclusion. The art of expressing yourself without over-explaining is a journey of self-discovery and skill development that pays dividends throughout your life. It requires understanding the psychology behind your communication patterns, developing emotional intelligence, and practicing new approaches to sharing your thoughts and ideas. Remember that effective communication is not about saying less for the sake of brevity, it's about saying exactly what needs to be said in the most impactful way possible. It's about trusting your voice, respecting your audience, and creating space for meaningful dialogue and connection. As you continue to develop this skill, be patient with yourself and celebrate small improvements. Each conversation where you resist the urge to over-explain is a step toward more confident, effective, and authentic self-expression. The result is not only better communication but also stronger relationships, greater professional success, and increased personal confidence in all areas of your life.